So I was walking down Northcote Road the other day, and I spot this TV crew sort of blocking the street. They asked me and the kids if they can have a little chat with us about books. I say, yeah, okay. So I'm stood there, you know, boom over my head, camera in my face. This guy looks me in the eye and he says, I'm going to say one word to you. Kafka. What does that mean to you? So I say, Kafka. Turn of the century, Austro-Hungarian, Bavarian, German, Kafkaesque, something a little weird or strange. Example. Guy goes to the town to see the law. Walks up to a big door guarded by a man in a uniform. The door's slightly ajar and the man can just see past the guard into the side of the building. He can't really see much. Just some dark and gloomy, maybe some people flitting around. Not a lot, but he's interested. He says, I've got an appointment to see the law. The guy says, what's your name? Gives him his name, checks the list. Says, sorry, you're not on the list. You can't go in without permission. So the guy says, but I've definitely got an appointment. But I don't know if it's a good idea to go in without permission. Maybe I should just wait around a while and see if I can get permission. So the guy says, it's up to you. Guy waits there his whole life. Nobody else comes. One day he says to the guy in the uniform, you know, I've been waiting here my whole life and nobody else has come to see the law. He says, do you think I should just go in? Guard looks down to him and says, I'm afraid that door's closed now. We're shut. We're not going to be open again. What does it mean to me? Missed opportunities. Take chances when they come. Try and recognise the good ones, even the bad ones. You're never going to know unless you have a go. How's that? Guy said to me, unbloody believable. The first person who's walked down this street all day could tell me anything, the Kafkaesque indeed, and you've hit the nail on the head. He said, when do you read? I said, I read all the time. You know, hundreds of books in my house. I'm reading in the loo. I always have three or four on the go. He said, are you reading at the minute? I said, well, actually, I'm reading Michael Crichton, Pelikanos, and I'm reading some history. I'm always reading history. He laughed, and I said, there's just too many books. He seemed to agree with me. There's too many books. When do we find the time to read? So the reason for the question about Kafka was they're trying to get people to read Kafka. Kafka wrote some amazingly thought-provoking, very, very short stories. Ideal toilet reading.